This is Attitude Adjustment again. I can't believe people haven't had enough of us at this point, but you know, we thought it was time to do something fun. And I can't think of a more fun person than my buddy James Winbrandt, a guy from New York that I've known for a few years. Amy, do you know this young man?
In fact, I do. Not only do I know him, but I've sat next to him, I've studied his work habits, and I've even come to imitate a few of them because they're pretty good. He's a multi-talented individual, and he comes here to the show both to work it and to enjoy it every year. How many years have you been coming to this show?
I think the first year was 1994 when I came to work on the show daily when the Sclairs with General Aviation News came aboard.
There you go. So, but James is a multi-talented individual. Should we introduce the AirVenture crowd to
AirVenture may know him for, but not even realize it was him?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. Let's listen to a little James Winbrandt.
I was kind of nervous even with air traffic service, though I'd read the FISC procedure like the Bible. 1.6 from the inbound fix. I was set up for the ripping arrival. Already had the ATIS. I said, man, this is the greatest. As I thought about where I was aviating. Yes, ma'am, no, damn, I hit a grand slam. The world's greatest air show is awaiting. I had the proper freaking, yes, and I turned off my beacon, but I worried the approach would overwhelm me. But I felt just like Bob Hoover executing this maneuver when I heard the air controller tell me, rock your wings, if you copy. Rock them up and down. Rock your wings, rock your wings, everybody. You're looking good from the ground. You're on the route, pilots dream about the whole wide world around. So rock your wings, rock your wings, rock your wings, everybody. You're Oshkosh inbound.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That will change your life.
If you have ever flown into this show, that just makes your blood start to sing along with it. I mean, that's so cool.
And it's a funny thing because I knew James as a writer for a long time with AIN because that's where we all kind of worked there at some point.
Absolutely.
And then one day somebody said, you've heard him do North 40 and all that. And I went, huh? And somebody sent me a link to North 40, which we're going to hear pretty soon here too. And I said, no, that can't be the same guy that the writer. And they went, yeah, that's him.
But James, you're not in this alone. I mean, what inspired you to start bringing the guitar and singing?
Well, before I was a writer, my first career was as a musician.
Ha ha, things I don't know about you. Do tell.
Oh, yes. Ah. So I always assumed I would also write at some point in my career. It happened a little sooner than I thought. And here at AirVenture, there's a lot of talented musicians as well. And one of them, Rick Reynolds, the editor of AirVenture Today, who I work with, who's a fabulous guitar player. And so we would get the guitars out at the end of the workday and start playing. And, you know, I've always been a songwriter as well as a musician. You don't get that out of your system. Without, though, a venue, you typically don't really write if nobody's going to hear it. And so here I've got this target-rich environment of all these great subjects to write about and some great people to play with. So that's kind of what started it. And the rest goes from there. The first song we did that we may hear a little bit of at some point was AirVenture Blues that he and I just kind of were sitting around and I started singing some lyrics to a blues tune. And that sort of gave the idea of, well, you could write kind of a whole album. I don't know if you know Red Sovine, who wrote about truck driving, but You know, this is kind of the aviation equivalent.
Truck driving songs come to Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And you've been doing, I mean, do you kind of write a new song every so often or every year? Or how do you
I had been for 3 or 4 years writing a new song every year. Last year, didn't get one written. And this year, I don't have anything planned. I don't know if I'll come up with anything before we leave here. But my idea was to then have enough to create an album that I would call experimental music. And then, therefore, the listeners would have to complete at least 51% of it beforehand, and I could take deposits.
Now, that would be a very neat trick. A very EAA Air Venture experience.
Have you ever done a song about EAA radio?
Not yet. There we go. There's a
the guys next door. Were the kids in the house next door?
Well, you know, that is always a sure way to get your song played on the radio, have it talk about radio, and then all the DJs, oh, yes.
That's right, especially if you mention some names.
Well, I don't have a handle. This is one of the weird parts of my talk radio existence is that I have no talk radio handle.
I see.
Yeah, it's a little strange, but you know, I'm working on it. I've always been a little strange.
Yeah, well, I think
what
maybe
my mother tells me.
A title, Attitude Adjustment, maybe might be a good title for an upcoming tune.
Attitude Adjusted.
You know, could, might, possible. We'll talk offline.
Okay. All right. You mentioned, too, that there are a lot of other musicians up here at Air Venture.
Quite a few. And just in the last couple of years, the Flying Musician Association was founded by John Zapp, and he's managed to get a lot of people on board. And so they have events around Air Venture and other air shows where they give chance for the people to hear the musicians. The musicians have a chance to share their dual passions for music and aviation. You'd be surprised the number of people walking around out there with pilot's license and guitar picks in their pockets.
They're not all Bon Jovi, but there are a lot of them. You're
yes.
right.
So, but there's no recurrent on the Flying Physicians part. It's just kind of always, it's ongoing.
You don't need a medical.
yes. Although there are a few, I suppose, that seem a little like maybe they're in need of some kind of help.
If they required a medical, they probably would not be allowed to play music.
There you go. Well, James, we want to play another quick snip. Which one do you think should we fill in here in the little center slot and give them a treat?
Well, why don't we go with the original Oshkosh tune of Air Venture Blues?
Let's hear a little Air Venture Blues.
I woke up this morning just about dawn. I came down and found my gator done gone. I got them adventure blues. I got them adventure blues. From my head to my shoes, Lord, I got them adventure blues. I got a little rowdy with a crazy bunch of fellows. Now I can't eat, I've been kicked out of Fratello's. I got them adventure blues. Them adventure blues. Lord help me lose these adventure blues. Take it, Mr. Rick.
Now that's a classic.
Thank you.
I agree with you. I have heard you play that before. One of the Super 8
the get-togethers, yes. Well, obviously a little not as well produced as what we did in the studio with Rock Your Wings, but I think the spirit comes through.
Yeah, but
Absolutely.
I'm feeling quite sad after that one.
Well, that's the thing with the blues, you know, it kind of gets you feeling a little sad, but then kind of gets you over that and gets you through it.
I feel a song coming, Airplanes and Adrenaline or something.
All right. Well, I think you've got another career coming up yourself here,
but
Rob.
That's where I run out of ideas.
Well, so does writing on the paper ever give you ideas that coalesce into song?
I can't say that it does. I mean, there's just so many. The thing about writing on the newspaper, people say, oh, what did you write today? And you draw this sudden huge blank. As Amy, you know, Rob, you know what it's like working on a daily, and you're kind of going through, and everything is fascinating when you're doing it, but then you're on to the next thing, and 2 minutes later, you have no clue of what you just did.
I like to call it the mental screen dump, and I feel like I have to do it because I can't focus on the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So if I went back and looked at the paper, I could probably get some good ideas for a tune.
Do you have a lot of songs kind of sitting in an old trunk somewhere that haven't been finished? Or
yes, a lot of half-finished songs and a lot that have been finished that people haven't heard and this and that. But typically you have ideas you're working on. And again, unless there's somewhere to do it, chances are you may not finish it. Nolan Bushnell, who started whatever, Pong or one thing, he talked about a trade show being the greatest thing for getting innovation because you had a deadline and you had to do something. And if you didn't have that, you wouldn't. And I think it's the same way with a song often.
Well, you know, so if people wanted to hear more of James Winbrett and his music, a man and his music, where would they go find some of this?
Well, you can find them on iTunes. There is a Facebook page with a couple of my songs on it. On YouTube, there's a video of a Christmas song of mine.
That's a wonderful, wonderful video.
Homeless?
It's Homeless This Christmas is the name of it, and there's a video that goes along with it. And then there's an album back of material back from my rock and roll days with a band called the Miamis that they could find online. I was with a group, the Revlons. You can find their music online. So it's out there. I'm not very good about collecting it and keeping it in one place.
Well, that's a shame. It sounds like it's time for a best of.
There you go.
But listen, James Winbrett from everywhere at Oshkosh and AirVenture 2015, thank you so much for joining us.
We want to close with one of your songs.
Yeah.
What do you want us to close with?
Well, why don't we do North 40? Again, this, I know that Somewhere Lurking Around is a live version, and I want people to know I've keyed it down a half step since then.
That sounds great. We'll go out with the North 40. James,
yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to stop by EAA Radio and show us the musical side of Oshkosh.
And thank you, Amy and Rob. A pleasure to be with you.
I'm back in Oshkosh, but I'm not home yet. My friends are waiting and the chairs are set. Out by the runway that runs west, where the campers are the coolest and the parties are the best. I'm talking North 40. So good to be back again. We're gonna have a party and watch the airplanes land. Here's the camp of the Bonanza crew. Five roofs down, you've got the Moonies too. But both roofs like a band of brothers, cause each one knows that plane is better than the others on the North 40. So good to be back again. We're gonna have a party and watch the airplanes land. A waving Jolly Roger marks the row where the women fly and the spirits flow. They watch the landings with a hungry stare, cause when they call for pizza, it's delivered by air on the North 40. So good to see you again. Yeah, everybody, come watch the airplane.